Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21 is where we're going to start. We're going to go to Ephesians 5, 14 through 21. Okay, 5, 14 and 15. And where your light shines, it will expose their evil deeds. That is why it is said, "Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Now, I want you to think about what he just said there. He's telling us that we, as his children, should rise up from the dead. Now then, if you don't believe that most of the church is dead, you just need to visit a few of them. Most of them are pretty dead. Most people, in fact, what I judge this around, and I do not want to condemn anyone tonight, but I want to say that Jesus told us in his name, and we will get to this verse eventually, in his name we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and to everybody that believes and is baptized will be saved in the name of Jesus. He tells all of us to do that. And if you're like I was, and I hope you're not, but the first 25 years of my life as a Christian, guess how many people I led to Christ? Zero. Now, that's not exactly what the king had told me to do, was it? He told me to go out and produce fruit, and I was not producing any fruit for 25 years. Now then, isn't it a good thing that he was merciful to me? Because if he wasn't merciful to me, he would have fired me. You know, now, very few people, in fact, I'll have to say I don't think I know a single one that you can work for if you worked for them and moved over into their company and you produced no fruit for 25 years that they would keep you on payroll. I don't know what, do you, Bruce? No. Most people, if you go to work for them, work a day or two and you don't produce something, they go to get rid of you pretty quick. But the Lord's telling us to wake up. Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead. And after you do that, he's telling you to do that. Then after you awake and rise from the dead, he said, Christ will give you light. In other words, when you wake up and start studying his word and become intimate with him and get into his word, he will begin to give you great and awesome revelation from his word. So verse 15 says, so be careful how you live. In other words, we kind of live just any way we want to, do anything we want to do. But the Lord says, be careful how you live. Not as fools, but as those who are wise. Now then, I have come to the conclusion that the majority, not all of the world, and a lot of the church, is living as fools. You know that? They really are. All the world is living as fools. They're not putting God first. They're not even looking for him. They're just doing their thing. But he tells us, so be careful how you live. There is a way to live as a Christian, isn't there? There sure is. And he gives us the standards in his book. Not as fools, but as those who are wise. Now let's go to the next couple of verses. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Now, do we have any evil days today, Lisa? Oh, just like you said when you come in, you're already being put to the test, aren't you? We're all put to the test regularly, aren't we? Sure, I don't care who you are. There's no exceptions to the rule. If you're not being tested and tried, you don't know Christ. You know, so be thankful. And the more tests, trials, and tests you have, the more that proves that you belong to the King. For make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. Now then, how are you going to figure out what God wants you to do? Read his word. Study it. See what he says. He'll tell you how to live. He didn't leave out anything in this book. But when you read it, you got to obey it. And that's what so many people do not do today. All right, verses 18 and 19. Then don't be drunk with wine. Now then, of course, that means don't be drunk with any kind of alcoholic beverage. And lots of people today drink. And they get drunk. And there's even some of those in the church that get drunk. And I've seen them. But it's okay if you want to drink wine. You know, the Lord tells us you can drink wine. He just tells you there's not anything wrong. If I go to your house and you're having a glass of wine or beer or whatever you drink, if you only drink one, I don't have a major problem with that. But don't ask me to drink with you because I'm not going to. Now then, when Cheryl and I went to Germany, I think it was the last trip we were over there. They had a dinner for us the night we were getting ready to leave, and all the staff was there, and they served a beautiful meal. And, of course, at the finest china and everything, and they set a glass of wine at every table, every place, place setting. And we sat down, and I thought, well, everybody here, and these people are all ministers, the leaders of the whole organization that we were asked to come speak, and they're all drinking their glass of wine. So I tried. I took a couple of sips. And then I told them, I said, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, but I just don't like wine. And so I just can't drink it. I do not want to offend anybody, but I don't drink it. Now then, there's two reasons why I don't drink wine. One of them is I don't like the taste of it. That's the first easy thing. And the other one is I don't want to offend some of my people, because especially as a minister or a pastor or an evangelist or whatever, a teacher of the word, if somebody walked in and saw me sitting in a restaurant having a beer, some of them, it would offend. I mean, it would offend. So I don't want to go there, so I'm not going to drink. So, of course, it makes it real easy since I don't like the stuff anyway. You know, so I have tasted it, but it's terrible. But he said, don't be drunk with wine. Now, I've come to realize that whenever I was a young man, whenever somebody did entice me to take a little sip of beer the first time, you know, I thought, this stuff is awful. I said, just go ahead and drink it. You will acquire a taste for it. I thought, why would you want to acquire a taste for something that tastes so rotten? So I just gave it up. No, no. There may be some people in the world that like it, but let me tell you, I don't. And so I don't like it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to smell it. You know, if you're drinking, I don't want to be with you, around you, or even in the place where you are, because I don't like it. I see what it does. You know, I see all the time what it does. And it hurts people. And not just, in fact, my sister was killed in a car wreck along with one of her good friends. And as far as I know, my sister or the other girl had never even tasted beer in their life. Never, that I knew of. Never. But yet, a carload of drunks killed both of them one night years ago. My sister was only not quite 22 years old, nearly. And the other girl was about 23. And my sister had three boys and the other girl had three girls. And that night, six little children were left without a mama because a carload of drunks passed a truck coming up a hill head on and killed these two girls. So that's another reason I don't have a lot of use for it. And, do you know, unless statistics have changed, in America, approximately 100,000 people a year have a permanent injury. 30,000 to 50,000 are killed because of a drunk driver. And another 100,000 plus have a permanent injury because of an accident from a drunk. So I'd rather not be a party to that, had you? So no, I'm not going to do that. That's why your insurance is so high, you know. And if you have a good, clean record, which we do have, praise the Lord. In fact, just I was amazed just yesterday, this van, one of the van that somebody gave the ministry a 1995 GMC van, really nice van. And Bruce has gone over it and checked everything and fixed everything. And I went up and got some insurance for it, got the title change, got some insurance. And I was amazed that $100,000, $300,000 full coverage liability, not anything else, but just liability, only cost $190 for a whole year for that vehicle. Now then, I know some people, young people, that's paying $150 to $200 a month for liability. You know, in fact, when I sold my car after Betty got killed in the accident, I had another car, and so I didn't have anything to do with it. So I thought, well, I'll just sell it. And so I did. I sold it to a young man up here in Justin, and I sold it to him for $1,800. It was a really nice little Ford Taurus, and I sold it to him at a good price because they were friends of mine. And his dad bought the car, and a week later I saw him and he said, Thurman, it's quite awesome that my 18-year-old son, I bought that car and give you $1,800, and it cost $2,000 for the liability for the first year. It costs more than the car costs. Now, see, there's some problems being young, isn't there? And we've all been there, but they know how silly and stupid we are as young people, and if you're a solid one based on a foundation, and you don't have any wrecks, you're still going to pay that high price insurance because of them dummies out there, them fools that the scriptures is talking about, because there's a bunch of them out there. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Now, that ought to be enough to let you know not to drink, wouldn't you think? Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Now, who wants to ruin their life? But obviously, a lot of people don't know this. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you. Now, I can't think of anything I'd rather be full of than the Holy Spirit. Had you? It says, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you. Then, if the Holy Spirit fills and controls you, then you will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your hearts. Now, if you have problems singing to the Lord, or you have problems saying, praise the Lord, maybe you don't have much of the Holy Spirit. Because if you got the Holy Spirit, what does He say you'll do? If your Holy Spirit is full of you and controlling you, what will you do there? You'll sing. You'll praise Him. You'll sing hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your heart. So you need to learn how to do that. So you will be, ask Him every day. Just ask Him, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Then verse 20 and 21. And you will always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you're full of the Holy Spirit and you're singing and praising the Lord, you will always give thanks for everything. Not some things, everything. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you should look out and see the beautiful light, and you should thank the Lord for the sunlight. You know, you should thank Him for the oxygen that you breathe. You should thank Him for the water that you drink. Thank Him for the tea or coffee or whatever you drink. Thank Him for the privilege to go to school as young people. Thank Him for the privilege to be a light in the community where you're going to be. Because that's what He wants us to do. And you will always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And further, you will submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And further, you will submit to one another. That's hard sometimes, isn't it, Lisa? You've just been put to the test this week, submitting one to another, huh? Sure. Well, but it's hard to walk in love. It's not easy.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.